idea applied to non-conceptuality.
Love. Love.
Are you confused by the whole collection of concepts?
Namto long sob mayu sam. Namto de Beijing re, pe de long sob re. Tene pe de Beijing zog jig de se ne long sob de zog sob. Namto long sob mayu sam. Namto long sob malang sam. Sam se jit de java re. Sam.
So are you. Are you moved by the storm of concepts? So in this case, the concepts are what embody the example, like the wind, and lungsup, the storm is the wind, and so concepts then are like the embodiment of the storm. So then the question is, are you moved by the storm of concepts?
Namto long so mayu sam. Tenikar says, Tokso chopper major tam. Tokso sijete, to sijete namdore, so sijete namdo mongore. Namto Tokso chopper major chance. Namdo mongoji is the same room as on the same. They were traveling. Sam sijete traveling. Tokso chopper major tam.
So actually, the whole thing is. The whole thing is put into a negative question, a negative form. And then tok is nam-tok, concepts. Sok is the collection, a whole bunch of them. Tok-sok, chuk would be confused, right? To be confused or disturbed. Majur would be, are you not? Are you not confused? Maybe we say, are you confused by the collection of concepts or not?
Tokso chukpar major tam.
Then what's the answer?
Tokso. Danzin, cha cha madam sam. Danzin te pekin re, cha te, cha ro, chuan ma, cha ro yuwa. Cha, haku song, cha ka takwa. Then pay the jacket of parade, Tanda Zugine, dancing the Peking, dancing the Pejar of the Zoksoko, the Zokji to Sever, here Missima. Dancing Jack and Madame Sam, dancing Jack at Jaranso Dam the Madame, Dang Mason. Dancing Jack and Madame Sam.
Yeah. Are you locked in the ice of ego clinging or not? So the Dazin, the concept of self or the self clinging, is the embodiment or the thing that's being illustrated, right? The thing that's being exemplified, and then the ice is that through which it is exemplified. And then these two are put together so they become inseparable, right? So as if the Dazin itself were the ice, right? In the example. The question is, are you locked into the ice, or are you bound by the ice of self clinging or not?
Ninang Javar Matsuri Sam Ninang de Sezoma Yordana Zemire and the Layura Nina Ninang de Pekin Pet Javar Javakar
Net
Ninang Javar Matsuri Sam Ninang de Nesna Javanan Sui Masons Yandrava in a Javanan Sui Ninang Javar Matsuri Sam Matsuri Tam Zoma Tam.
Are you caught in the web or in the net of dualistic appearance or not? Dualistic clinging. So we have Ninang, dualistic appearance, the outer perceived object and the inner perceiving mind, as we have in the text. And then that is what is to be illustrated, and then the example used to illustrate it is net. And then one merges those together in the same, as if they were the same thing. And the question is, are you trapped in the net of dualistic appearance or not? So if one is trapped in the net of dualistic appearance, then there will be no, or one will not, yeah, there will be no actualization, or the emptiness of the dualistic clinging will not be manifest, will not be present. Are you burnt by the fire? Are you burnt by the great fire of anger or not? So here the thing that's being illustrated is the anger, and the example for it is the fire, but these are taken as if they are the same thing, they're put together. So the question is, are you seared by the, are you burnt by the great fire of anger or not? If one is burned by the great fire of anger, this is the opposite of patience. So are you shaken by the sandstorm of jealousy or not? Jealousy is the illustrated, and the example used to illustrate it is the in Tibet, when the wind blew, then it picked up the sand in a huge sand cloud. So it's called really a red storm, because the wind itself, it became as it were red through the picking up all the sand. So the question, and then yeah. So the question is, are you shaken in the or carried away or disturbed by in the red sandstorm of jealousy or not?
If one 용화가 다낭 양의 깨와미 다낭 양의 깨와미 대설 대설 양다 람조가 대설 양다 그 람 유지가 말이지 하고서
하고서 오예. So if one is shaken in the sandstorm of jealousy, then one will not be able to rest in the peace of the mind itself, and one will, the pure appearance or pure vision will not arise, and it will be difficult to follow a correct path.
Arab Jesetante Gargo. Turn to the Namon Lelu Setane Gargo. Namonga, Namonako. Kid and Wiki, Arab Layer.
Oh,
turn to Tambo, turn to Talashon and Lelu Tangle Garber Chi, Jesse, the Kaita Chapel Chesachi, the Corsicket, and that is Jawama, the Corsicket.
Riding the horse of diligence across the steeps or the steps of laziness. So here the thing to be illustrated is the, in one case is the diligence, and the example used to illustrate is riding a horse, and then in the second case what's to be illustrated is the laziness, and what used to illustrate is the steeps, or the like the long, like a desert, a huge flat, long, barren space.
Hirap dreme parse de Hirap dreme parse de Mare momba servarchi Hirap de pechene dreme chume de Tene ya Hirap de dreme dreme soksu kai mare Hirap de dreme parne Mare pe Mare pa de nombe soksu kai mare Mare pa momba de servarchi koche chiche
Through lighting the lamp of knowledge, dispel the darkness of ignorance. So this is a command, it's a put in imperative, and the thing to be illustrated in the first part of it is the knowledge, which is illustrated through the example of the butter lamp. And what's illustrated in the second part is the ignorance through the example of darkness. And the advice is by lighting the lamp of knowledge, dispel the darkness of ignorance.
Dami tope radhi, dami tope, toni tope, toni tope radhi. Dancing Tava Chiperti Hakoson, Peter Pitti Hakoson, Tony Topper Rati, Dami Topper Rati, Dancing Tava Chiperti, Tava Nesula, Tony Carreras and Tony Topa de Pitine, Rata de Pere, Tony the Topa de Rati Zosuperare, Tony Topper Rati, Dancing Tava de Kiki.
So with the sword of the realization of non-self, cut through the net of self-clinging. So here, the realization of the emptiness or the realization of non-self is likened to a sword, and with this sword one can cut through the Dazinji Dharma. One can cut through the net of the conception of self or self-clinging.
Dami tokpar rati ye dantin kawa makhe na makhe na yin ji kyo par ne ma kenda ki ye to ma
so if one does not use the sword of the understanding of non-self to cut the net of self-clinging, then other types of practice or other activities will be of no use, will have no power.
Are nyami seni 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 ko jap nam kala nam ka te nam to seni wo sa nam ka te nam to ten je te par nan ta de ko se mare tan se je te de na wo seni te seni wo sa te nam ka ta ta bre te nam to ke ten je te ba nan Namdo bete inge jaga dhamma. Te singi te namke zozukwa bare. Namdo bete inge zozukwa bare. Nam se jete pache singi oesa te namdo bete deva dhamma hori se. Hakuzo, nam se jete.
Namke.
Yana namde yuto. Singi oesa ke namna te lor namdo bete inge jete. Lor je namdo bete inge jaga dhamma.
Same thing.
Sinji was a Namdo retained your madam, not Sinji Mare. Namdo retained the Democrats in Sinji. Tahoe was
home.
Oh, yeah.
So the space like, clear light nature of mind is obscured by the clouds of incidental stains. And this is what is known as a sentient being. So if one whose clear light nature of mind, which is the clear light nature of mind, is like space, and if this space is clouded over by the superficial stains, which are compared to clouds, then this is the definition of a sentient being. If the clear light nature of mind is not obscured by the passing stains, then one is not a sentient being. If one is liberated from the cloud banks of concepts, or the one is liberated from the masses of clouds of concepts, this is the direct manifestation of the Dhammakaya. If one is wrapped up in a snake, then various fears will arise, all kinds of fears will appear in the mind. I forgot the first two words. If one is wrapped up in the snake of dualistic appearance, all different types of anxiety and fear and unrest will appear in the mind. So what dualistic appearance itself is a delusion manifested due to habitual tendencies, and to take those dualistic appearances as being true is what binds one. So through the delusion of through the deluded tendency toward dualistic appearance, one is bound by taking dualistic appearance to be true. If one is not liberated from this dualistic appearance, then one will not realize the wisdom, the original wisdom, which is free of duality, empty of duality. If one does not realize the if one does not realize non-dual original wisdom, one will not have the energy, one will not have the energy or the power or the ability to attain
Buddhahood.
So then, this knot, the knot of the knot of the snake of dualistic appearance, should be loosened in this in the light rays of the sun. So here the dualistic dualistic concepts are compared to being tied up in a snake in, with a knot tied tight, and then this is put into the imperative as advice, loosen this knot of dualistic appearance in the light rays of the sun. If one destroys the therefore if one destroys this dualistic appearance, the light the sun of non-dual original wisdom will rise, will appear. So in the park of the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, one should enjoy the open space and dance. And then everybody will become very amazed.
Okay.
That's all.